Here we are, area tournament, Connor, here on Friday, postseason. You gotta like the way your team's been playing the last couple of weeks. Gosh, you haven't lost many games. Maybe one, if I count it up right. Kids playing some great baseball down the stretch, aren't they?
You know they are, and it's a great time for them to really kind of come alive. And we had we played Norton there Monday, and we didn't play as great as I think we could have. But you know, a win's a win at this point in the season. I'm glad we got that little situation dealt with Monday, and not come Friday into the weekend.
Really, Norton, correct me if I'm wrong, played you tough a couple. I think they beat you maybe a couple of weeks ago, and you got them this time. But they played you really, really tough. Maybe one of the better teams in your schedule this year.
You know, they're all right. We always play their seniors every year because they don't obviously have enough kids for two teams, so we get their seniors. But, you know, just playing those older boys are more mature and that kind of stuff, and it definitely helps us improve as a team, you know, playing those older guys. And we get to see maybe a little bit better hitting, not such great pitching, but, you know, we get to see some harder hit balls, some more line drives, that kind of stuff.
The win over Holdridge had been big, you know, making up rained out games, I do believe, 10-2 at their place. That had to give your team a big lift, beating that team at their place.
You know, that's probably the most complete game we've played since we played Alliance the second game of the year. And that was really good to see that, you know, we lost to them in a close 2-1 there at the same place. And, you know, we're going to be playing districts there. And I'm glad to see that they bounced back and, you know, weren't intimidated by it or nothing like that. They came out and sprayed the baseball around, and Abel pitched a dang good game with 78 pitches and 5 innings. So I mean, if they just keep that confidence and that energy rolling through here, we're gonna be pretty successful coming up.
And just looking at some of the other teams, you know, down the stretch, for that win against Scotts Bluff, I know you went to Lex and played Scotts Bluff and Lex and beat Scotts Bluff 9-4. Consider that one, the way Scotts Bluff and their kids up there, consider that a quality win.
Yeah, for sure. Scotts Bluff, they were a really good team, and you know, we just had Cale on the bump, and it was his first outing since he missed the 5-game stretch there, and he pitched really well. I mean, Cale, he's always good to try to get a win, and we can put our best defense behind Cale, and as long as he throws strikes, we're sitting pretty good with him.
Number 2 seed, Connor, is that where you kind of thought Holdridge would get the one and you'd be the 2?
Yeah, I'm kind of looking at the schedules here, Drew and I, the past couple of weeks. We play a lot of baseball games, and you know, we try to win more than we lose, obviously. And we've done that being 22-6 now, and they've played, I think they're 15 or 16-1. So yeah, we figured they were going to get the 1 seed, and we'd get the 2 seed, and let the spots fall after that.
Gothenburg, a team that you handled pretty well. I think the other game was canceled, if I'm not mistaken. So a team that's obviously not at playing at its best, but I'm sure you tell your team, hey, let's not overlook these guys.
Yeah, for sure. Gothenburg's always kind of been that sneaky team as Drew and I were going through, and we're definitely not going to underestimate them. And we keep telling the boys, just, you know, records reset now. It's 0-0. Everybody's 0-0 playing for the same thing now. So we just can't make the games bigger than what they are, and just keep baseball.
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Shelton Gibbon, was that the only team you didn't have a chance to see, or did you see him at maybe a tournament?
No, we have no idea what Shelton Gibbon's about, or who they got, or what they don't got, so they're going to be completely unknown for us.
And then you got Broken Bow on that side of the bracket, so you got to think possibly you get past Gothenburg, Broken Bow. You know, he's got some good kids. That would be a heck of a second round matchup, wouldn't it?
For sure. And we know that younger Alliance team, and they're really young. I think they're all junior B's age, so 14, 15. They might have a couple 15-year-olds, but we played them in Alliance, and as an Alliance team, they were fundamentally sound, so I wouldn't be surprised if that's a close ball game and they don't happen to steal one from Broken Bow. But yeah, we expect to see Broken Bow Saturday for sure.
Kind of nice not to have any games for a couple of days, get some work on the field, rest some arms, get ready for Friday.
Yeah, for sure. And these 3 days of practice, every practice we show up to, I've just been telling them, you know, win the practice. If we can win the practice today, then we can win baseball games this weekend.
You mentioned your pitching. You pretty much you have your pitching set for the weekend. What you want? Would you like to do?
Yeah, Drew and I, we've been kind of game planning for a couple weeks now, kind of what we expect and how seeds were going to fall. And we're pretty confident in the game plan and the pitchers we got going into this tournament.
Well, no question. You got to feel, your coach has got to feel, hey, we got a great chance just like anybody else to win this tournament. We're still playing well. Keep hitting, putting runs on the board. Our pitching stays solid. We got a chance to make a run and win an area tournament.
For sure, yeah. I mean, we've played everyone except for Sheldon Gibbon, and we've beat everyone that we're going to see in district. So I think our chances are good. We just got to come and spray the baseball around like we did Saturday, and I think we'll be sitting good with pitching.